Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. This is a bit of a two-for-one show today. So I'm going to be watching SmackDown, and then interspersed between things, got a few news stories, courtesy of the good folks over at Cultaholic, that I wanted to mention. I've got the good, the bad, and the ugly for this week as well. This is not product placement, but I did promise you guys that I was going to try some Prime drink. I've got looks like fruit punch, tropical punch, and so I'm going to try that out, give you my honest assessment of it, and I also have some interesting news when it comes to people, famous people that I am related to. So, that is that. Yeah, let's just start with that. Well, actually, no, let's start with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then we'll go from there. So in this week's good, the bad, and the ugly, the good, well, two things. One is Becky Lynch on Monday Night Raw came out and said, "I am now an American citizen." And I'm like, well, welcome to America. That was really cool. So go out of your way and just go onto YouTube, type in Becky Lynch, American, and it should pop right up. It was really cool to hear that she has become an American citizen. You have to forgive me today. I've got a little frog in my throat. But next up, now, I've been watching March Madness, and so for my friends, for the good folks over in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you might want to skip ahead to the main part of the show. Well done to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. I lived in and around that area for the better part of a decade. And they beat, Oakland actually beat, on Thursday night, they beat Kentucky. It was a heck of a game. Just kudos to Oakland. And yeah, that was I just still can't believe that actually happened. So that's the good. The bad, well, of course, me just being sick, or maybe starting to get a little sick. Because of that, because of March Madness, I have not had the opportunity to watch Dark Side of the Ring, but But I will, big bold capital letters, I will get everything done and dusted, as they say. So I will do that this next week. So that's the bad, the ugly. Now, I'm going a little off the board here. So a couple weeks back, I talked about people getting on Maxine Dupree, people getting on Bianca Belair. And then this past Monday, on The Bachelor, they had the women tell, oh, yes, I am a part of Bachelor Nation. No shame in that game, as they say. But I saw, so they were asking, you know, so how many women on here, or in the audience, how many women have gotten bullied or had shaming type stuff on social media? And there was quite a few women that have gotten shamed on social media. Guys, don't do it. Please don't do it. I know that a lot of stuff is dividing us right now. Politics, religion, economics, whatever. But please do not go and say those really hurtful things to women. Especially women. Be your best selves. Don't give in to hate. Hold on to hope. You know, it's like the late, great Olivia Newton-John saying, and I'm going to get a little gushy here for a second, and I'm going to put some emphasis on some of the words. We have to believe that we are magic. Folks, it's true. Every week that I sign off and I say, just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. That is not just some catchphrase. That is not just some cool tagline. That is my philosophy. Love is all you need. You cannot go through life and just be so hateful about everybody and everything. You know, they say that we fear what we don't understand. All right? So understand people. Because maybe I'm oversimplifying, but I'm like, a lot of people don't like people because of their skin color. A lot of people don't like people because of, you know, oh, they're richer than me. Or, you know, whatever. And I think that's just really silly. That is really unbelievably silly. So, please, don't give in to hate. Don't give in to your worst impulses. I know that there are some people out there that have given you full-on permission to be your worst selves, but I'm telling you to be your best selves. Fear is a powerful tool, but so is hope. And I want you guys to please choose hope. We have enough anger out in the world. Please don't add to it. Make this world a better place. Anyway, that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, I am going to share with you a couple of things. And this is according to my family tree that I looked up online, and this just absolutely blew me away. But let's start off here. So I'm torn because I'm related, honest to goodness, I am related to both Roman Reigns and, well, not really related to Cody, but I am related to Dusty. Let me explain here. So, according to my research, Rocky Johnson, a.k.a. Wade Douglas Bowles, is my eighth cousin, four times removed. So, by that logic, I am related to Dwayne Johnson. I don't know what to think about that. Don't know what to think about that. But next up is Edward Smith Fatu. Now, that name may not ring the bell for y'all, but he was Umaga in WWE. So Umaga is apparently my 10th cousin, twice removed. And then to cap it all off, you got Dusty Rhodes, Virgil, Riley, Runnels. Now, this is a bit cheating here. But he's the husband of my eighth cousin once removed. And my eighth cousin once removed is Sandra K. Harris, his first wife. And so I am cousins, I think, with Dustin, which I mean that's cool. Again, not really related to Cody. I could be a little off on that, but I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into those three lines. I'm going to get some concrete evidence, some concrete, verification, if you will, on that. So, the whitest guy you will ever meet is related to Roman Reigns and to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't even know. I don't know. When I found that out, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? So there's that. Right. So going to take a little bit of a break. I'll be back and I will try out the Prime drink, and then we will watch SmackDown, and we will talk about news stories, or try to talk about news stories throughout. If for some reason, you know, that doesn't happen, I'm going to save that for next Saturday. And special announcement, next week is going to be my WrestleMania preview special, as well as Stand and Deliver. So big stuff going on. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and I will let you know how I feel about Prime.